other words in front of women, or would folks use any other words around women?
No, you watch what you said, you know, mostly, but
yeah,
horse would be a stud, you know. You didn't usually say that around a woman, you know.
Yeah.
Like yeah. When you said somebody, a boy, you know, was pretty good sized lad, you know, and he got around pretty good, you know, he called him a stud horse, you know. And I've been called it a few times.
The female was a
heifer would be a young one, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about female horse.
Mare. And a horse that, a male horse that would have been cut, you know, he couldn't be a stallion or
right.
A stud,
right.
Be a gelding.
Did you ever break them?
Oh yeah, I broke a few.
No kid?
Yeah, but yeah.
Tell me about that.
I broke one here about, it's about 3 years ago now. And I called him Satan, I named him Satan. It's the first horse I ever had paw at me. Strike out with his front paw at you.
With his front?
Hoof. He'd paw at you and try to, but I broke him.
Did
he yell on me one day, you know, I broke him. I mean, I got determined. I mean,
yeah.
Something, you know, if something, I get determined and I won't stay with something, you know, I just call it bullheaded, you might say.
Yeah. Billy, have you ever rode cow, you know, a little heifer or something like that, or a horse? Have you ever had a
pony? Oh, I've done all that when I was a kid, I guess. You know, I will not tell it. I wouldn't want my son to hear it, but I mean, I used to, me and some more boys here in town, pretty roughshod boys, you know, and we get in the back of an old truck, you know, and ride around, cross the levee over in this man's pasture and jump off on them cows, you know, and bulls.
You didn't run any Brahmas around here, did you?
That's all we used to have was Brahmas.
You're a kid.
Brahma.
Man, them things are the meanest.
Brahma bulls.
Hey,
we used to get them in a chute all the time and ride them, man. We'd have our own rodeo, you know.
That's crazy. Those bulls are vicious.
We didn't have any sense.
Those things are vicious, man.
God. Well, I tell you what, I'll call it. Can I do one more with you sometime? I appreciate
it.
If you wouldn't mind, that was an excellent interview. I sure enjoyed doing it. I got to go over to old Greenville, Mississippi. I figured, can I call you over there? Would the weekend be better? Would that be?
Oh, you know, I have so much company on the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, you know how it is. You know how it was last weekend?
Right, yeah.
That's about the way we have it every weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we usually have company, but, you know, on a Monday night, like tonight or Tuesday night or something like that.
Who comes in on the weekend? All your?
A lot of kin folks come in, you know, but lots of time we try to get away, too.
Yeah. I understand.
Try to get out before they come in, you know.
Okay, well, if you could do
one. Of course, I like company, you know. I like socialize, you know.
Yeah.
Just an old country boy, you know. I might stick my foot in my mouth every once in a while.
You ain't fooling me with them bare feet. You and Jimmy Carter, y'all fool me with them bare feet.
Yeah, well, I'm not all that intellectual or nothing, but I.
Yeah, the great part of that.
Well, like when you see me tomorrow, I'll be like I am today. I won't put on a different face. I'll know you when I see you, you know.
Yeah.
We're just cutting up and what we did, we went out to Cargill riding is what we did and we were just. About all the racing was over with, you know. We had about 10 or 12 bikes down there, you know.
Yeah.
And about all the racing was over with, and I was out there. Mine was kind of messing up a little bit.